Stigma and Addiction. The relationship between addiction and stigma is undoubtedly complicated. Our understanding of what addiction is has been shifting through continued research. But even though addiction is now classified as a disease that affects the brain, not a personal failing or choice, continued stigma makes living with addiction particularly difficult. Addiction interferes with brain function, particularly when our brains desire rewards or experiences that make us feel good. There are many elements to addiction, but neurotransmitters, cravings, and developing tolerance are at the root of addiction. Stigma is a harmful misconception that someone forms about a group or person because of the situations that person faces in life. People can face social stigma, deal with self-perceived stigma, and be affected by structural stigma. When someone living with addiction is stigmatized, it affects them both personally and socially and can weigh on their mental health. One of the most effective ways to reduce stigma involves language. By becoming more aware of how much words matter, stigma can be reduced or eliminated. Resources for helping with addiction. Talk to a physician or pharmacist who will be able to make recommendations for different programs and treatment options for consideration. Naloxone is a safe, for all ages, fast-acting drug that can help temporarily reverse the effects of opioid overdoses when there are life-threatening levels of certain types of opioids, fentanyl, heroin, morphine, and codeine in someone's system. Attending support groups or counseling services can help you develop coping skills and share resources to help someone living with addiction. Remember that taking the first step towards treatment is up to the person living with addiction. You cannot do it for them. Addiction is a complex illness that needs the time and patience of everyone involved.